close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Notice when the breath comes in, notice when it comes out, and stay with it all the way. The breath is just one of many things that you could focus on. What makes it special is that you can stay with it for long periods of time, especially if you pay attention to how it feels and adjust it so it feels good coming in, feels good going out, that it feels healthy for the body, soothing when the body needs to be soothed, energizing when it needs to be energized. But you pay careful attention and you pay careful attention continuously. That's what makes a difference in the mind. Otherwise, the mind spends all its time jumping around, getting a little bit of pleasure here and then getting pushed off and finding pleasure someplace else, getting pushed away from that. Never gets a chance to really settle in. As the Buddha said, there is no happiness other than peace. Now, we might say, well, there's lots of happiness that's not very peaceful. But the actual happiness in those other kinds of pleasures are these little moments where the mind feels that it can rest, it can stay with something it wants to stay. But then those things push it away. They change. They turn into something else, and the mind has to go running off someplace else. It's like someone who doesn't have a home. Find a little shelter here, they get pushed out. Find a little shelter there, get pushed out. But here with the breath, you've got shelter that's not going to push you away, because it's your breath to play with as you like, to adjust as you like. And you can stay here for long periods of time. When the mind can stay with something continuously, then there's a sense of well-being. Doesn't have to keep tensing up, ready to jump again. So give this a chance. In other words, stay with it long enough so you can actually get some results out of it. And you'll find that as you develop the skill, it becomes more and more congenial. It becomes a nicer place to stay, a place you want to stay. And this gives the mind a good foundation, a good grounding. Without this sense of grounding, the mind again gets pushed away. But here you're in your own place. Nobody has to push you out, unless you let them push you out, but you can make the choice. If greed comes in, you don't let greed push you out. Anger comes in, you don't let it push you out. Fear, whatever, don't let it push you out. Just stay right here, stay grounded. This is your spot. When the mind can find some peace here, okay, that's when it can find some happiness. The happiness that it can depend on more and more as you develop this skill. Without this skill, the Buddha wouldn't have been able to gain awakening. He wouldn't have been able to teach us. It was this skill of learning how to keep the mind still so you can observe things carefully. That's how he learned what he learned. And what he learned was so solid that he was in a position where he could point out where other teachings were wrong. And even though they may have lasted for thousands of years before him, he could point out, but this is where it doesn't work. It's because his grounding was a lot more solid. So try to get this grounding inside. Keep it solid, keep it stable, because this is your place of strength. And when there's peace in here, this is your place of happiness. Happiness that won't push you away.